Hello, Sylvia here. I've obtained permission from Rodney Collinge, maybe you know him, to read you this item from February's edition of Valley Life, which caught my eye because it mentions the Co-op Hall, and several couples in Tobberden met at the dances there and may be married. Perhaps your parents did. Rodney's article is entitled New Year Musings on Past and Present. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope that you had an enjoyable Christmas and New Year. Commiserations also to those affected by the Christmas floods, and best wishes for getting back to normal as soon as possible. For me, the New Year not only brings thoughts of the future, and that hopefully there may still be a reasonably extensive one, but also of times past. Watching Strictly Come Dancing on the television at Christmas was a case in point, and reminded me of the time in the late 1950s when Hebden Bridge boasted its own superstar dancing couple. In those days, there were two types of dance, old-time dances and modern dances. The former consisted of such dances as the barn dance and the valita, while the latter included modern waltz and quickstep. Harold Hulley and Doreen Edwards were the undoubted king and queen of the former, and twice won the British Old-Time Dance Championships. One of the most popular BBC television programmes then was Come Dancing, which worked in a similar way to Strictly, but without the star personalities. Our two were frequently on this programme and eventually became judges. However, there the similarity with today ends. Judges they may have been, but the day job still involved taking dancing classes in Hebden Bridge. Part of one's secondary education included learning how to dance, and we all boys were taught at Calder High how to approach the opposite sex, ask if they would graciously consent to dance with us, and then whirl them away on a valita. However, when we got into big time of St Michael's, Mytheroyd, or the Co-op Hall, we were lost with quick steps and so on. A group of us, therefore, when we'd reached the sixth form, decided it was time to be taught these modern dances, and who better than the renowned Miss Edwards? I think there must have been slightly more boys than girls in the group, so someone had to dance with Miss Edwards. Now, being a typical Yorkshire lad, I decided that if I was going to learn to dance, I may as well have my hard-earned money's worth, 2 or 3 weeks' pay per paper round, for instruction, and receive it by dancing with the champion herself. This went well, or at least so I thought, for the first 2 weeks. But on the third, disaster. The champion announced to me and everyone else listening, "Oh, Rodney, could you find someone else to dance with this week, please? I've got an important championship coming up in a day or two, and it normally takes my toes and feet almost a week to get over the punishment that they get from you." It took me ages after that to ever get anyone to dance with me. One thing I remember as a young child from the 1940s, probably because it scared me stiff the first time it happened, was on New Year's Eve. No one ever locked their doors on that night, and it was an age-old custom for the mummers to go round. The mummers would walk into your house, dressed up in old clothes, which symbolised the old year, with their faces blackened with soot, supposedly to make them unrecognisable. They carried with them a sweeping brush, dustpan and poker, and would rake out the ashes from the coal fire, build it up again with fresh coal, and sweep away all the ash round the hearth. All this symbolised the sweeping away of the old year and the bringing in of the new year. They were never allowed to talk, and all the time made up mmm sound, hence the name mumming. When all was tidied up, they presented their collecting box for a financial contribution and would then go on to the next house. I think it was for young lads quite a good little earner, similar to carol singing round the houses at Christmas, mumming came to an end because a new generation lost interest in old customs like that and they died out. Also, central heating became more common. Now, carol singing round the houses also seems to have died out. These days, we get together each year on New Year's Eve with friends. Now there's a thought for something different next year. Well, Rodney, if you're suggesting we all black up, as it used to be called, and sweep people's hearts, we'd probably get arrested under new legislation. How the bake-up coconutters are faring, I don't know. Do you remember them? Now, the pictures illustrating the article are nice. There's a drawing of two lads who are sweeping the hearth, and there's also a lovely old sepia photograph of a lad in his sweeping-up gear, his face blacked, basket over one arm, walking stick in the other hand, and a clay pipe in his mouth. Bye for now.